History is a guide to when interest rates will rise in America. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Since central bank interest rate policy affects every American, we'll be watching to see if the guardians of interest rates at the Fed shed any hints when they'll raise the cost of borrowing in America. Market participants are focused on the presence or absence of a single word. David Kelly is chief global strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Dr. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
So why the obsession with whether or not the word patient is included in the forthcoming Fed statement today? I mean, how did it come to this? One little word.
Well, it's quite important in the dictionary of Fed language. If you go back to the last time they raised rates back in 2004, they inserted the word patient into their statement in December of 2003. They then removed it in May, and by June they were raising interest rates. So when you take that word patient out, it makes a Fed tightening more likely.
What do you think, David, when I get the statement in just over 4 hours' time from the Federal Open Market Committee and I hit find in the page, will I see patient this time or not?
A few weeks ago, I would have said definitely they'll remove the word patient. But the thing that's happened, though, recently is the dollar has gone up a lot. And that is going to make the U.S. economy slow down. It's going to really hurt our exports. And, of course, the Federal Reserve knows this. And so it may be that the dollar is actually doing the Fed's work for it. And if that's the case, the Federal Reserve may decide to be patient for a little bit longer. And, B, they may decide to raise rates more slowly when they do eventually raise rates.
And certainly a high dollar makes our exports more expensive, as you say, so that perhaps people overseas would be less likely to buy them. But it makes imports cheaper. That could have almost a stimulating effect.
A little bit. I mean, we can see that in oil prices. But I am worried that over the next few years, we're going to be reading more stories about jobs getting outsourced to India. You know, German manufacturers who manufacture a lot of the same things the U.S. does, they've got a huge price advantage now. Frankly, you know, I know this might do the Fed's job of tightening, but it's the wrong way to tighten. What we need to do is control the rise in the dollar and bring rates back to normal, but that doesn't seem to be the way that Washington operates.
David Kelly at JP Morgan Funds. Always great to talk to you. Thank you.
Anytime.
Now, ever want to divide up the check at dinner without throwing down a handful of credit cards or maybe send money to offspring at college? Facebook has announced it's adding a payment service to its Messenger app. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson, a registered millennial, is here to tell us how it works. Ms. Samuelson?
Facebook has a separate app called Messenger. It's part chat, part email. And beginning in the next few months, when you send a message through that app, you can also send a Facebook friend money. You enter the amount you want to send, plus your debit card information, and off goes your money.
And to get the money, the other party has to put in their debit info as well?
Exactly. And that's huge for Facebook. They don't charge a fee for these payments. But if you decide to store your debit card info in your Facebook account, perhaps down the road, you might simply hit a buy button to purchase something through the site. So instead of advertising products, Facebook could be the place you buy them too.
Aha. But now there's already a bunch of these payment services through banks, PayPal. I think Snapchat has something like this.
Right. And I use a pretty popular app called Venmo. My roommate and I will split costs for the apartment or gas if we decide to take a day trip somewhere. The thing is, I often have to tell my less techie friends about the app, and they have to download it and create an account before we can do whatever deal we're scheming. But Facebook, it's banking on already being everywhere. And the site says it's already processing over 1 million transactions a day securely for advertisers or other gamers who use the site.
Tracy, thank you. The social nature of Venmo means you can see how your friends described what they just paid for using the system. Now, this is self-reported, so be suspicious when you see a friend is paying for kale salad too much. This may be simply a cover for a 2-pound bag of M&Ms and a Mountain Dew. The Bureau of Labor Statistics today will release annual figures on how many military veterans have jobs. Veterans in the post-9/11 era have had a tough time finding work. But it's surprising to learn how imprecisely this has been tracked, Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
There is this striking graph from the Institute for Veterans and Military Families at Syracuse University. Nick Armstrong is the research director there.
10 years or so, you started seeing a real spike, a gap in terms of the unemployment being higher for vets that are ages 20 to 24.
But that's a small group, small enough that the gap isn't always statistically significant, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And what about 25-year-old vets? Or what happens when those younger vets turn 25? Armstrong's group hasn't tracked those stats over time. It's not that the data undercut the story we're familiar with, only that I haven't seen an analysis that demonstrates that story. Neither has Kate Kidder. She's a researcher who looks at veterans issues at the Center for New American Security. She says veterans groups lobbying for resources do push those stories. And
individual stories are compelling, and a number of these folks were coming back as the economy was tanking.
So there have been lots of out-of-work veterans with compelling stories. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
And a recall of Kraft macaroni and cheese. This affects 242,000 cases of the classic flavor. Some may contain small pieces of metal. At least 8 people noticed the contamination. The company said no one got hurt. KraftFoodsGroup.com. Then scroll to the bottom of the page for a link to help decode the mac and cheese to see which boxes are affected. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.